In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Dear friends, Adam, the father of our human race, was created in the image and likeness of the good and holy Creator Lord. He was endowed with a soul given directly through divine breath. That's why the human soul enjoys an imperishable, immortal existence. This was sadly corrupted by Adam's rebellion. The scriptures speak of many devastating consequences for humanity's separation from its gracious Creator. This is described in the second chapter of the Apostolic Letter to the Church at the ancient city of Ephesus as being dead in the trespasses and sins. Friends, being dead describes humanity's loss of its original intimate relationship with the Creator, the very source of life. Trespasses and sins refer to the human thoughts, desires, and activities which violate the Creator's wise regulations and arrangements. This represents a pattern that was already established when Adam, our first human father, rebelled and violated the good instruction given to him by the Lord. Our humanity's rebellion had resulted from choosing to follow the wicked counsel of the devil, the enemy of all good. Friends, the apostolic teaching speaks of our trespasses and sins as following the course of this world, following the prince of the power of the air. In the apostolic teaching, the course of this world itself is a system connected to following the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the sons of disobedience. Naturally, one asks why the apostolic teaching describes Satan as the prince of the power of the air. Obviously, the expression power of the air must be understood through our human experience. We feel the air, yet in our experience, the air is something invisible. We see the objects it moves. The air itself remains unseen. Friends, the apostolic teaching overall speaks of Satan as an invisible spiritual being. His impact and authority are attributed to him as the prince of the power of the air. His activities are carried out in the invisible spiritual sphere, yet he operates a cosmic system, which is called the course of this world. So, our humanity's deadening separation from the Lord, the giver of life, produces trespasses and sins. Still, these are inseparably tied to a diabolical cosmic system led by an invisible power entity described as the prince of the power of the air. Friends, our humanity's terrible alienation from God already made us dead in trespasses and sins. Being dead in trespasses and sins impacts every area of our lives. Our perception, our thinking patterns, our emotions, and our decision-making, as well as our actions. This is clearly manifested in the distrust, dishonesty, and harmful conduct between individuals, societies, and racial groups, as well as nations, and even within the small circle of a family. Furthermore, our humanity's sad state of affairs suffers from a further deadening complication. It follows the course of this world, which follows the prince of the power of the air, working in us as children of disobedience to our gracious God. By nature, then, we are further enslaved, controlled, and directed by the corrupting and destructive, tyrannical, invisible power system of the evil one. Friends, this explains the horrific state of affairs which our world and our humanity experience. In human history, horrific periods of spiritual, moral, social, and economic decline take place. The more sinful humanity connects with and follows the course of this world, directed by the prince of the power of the air, the worse becomes our already corrupt human thinking patterns, ideologies, and courses of actions. They become broadened and universalized, and the devastation becomes frighteningly worse. Friends, the diabolical agenda of the prince of the power of the air is clear. It is an agenda of a kingdom of falsehood and darkness. The consequences are clear: more greed, more selfishness, more falsehood, more deception, more injustice, more divisiveness, and more violence and wars. Still, we have more destruction of the good that is left in the human fabric itself. The very nature of what constitutes being human is challenged and rejected. The concepts of social peace, the human family, of manness and womanness are also being challenged and rejected. Friends, it's all about further alienation from the goodness and holiness of the true living God. Clearly, the battle is spiritual. The Holy Spirit, in the 6th chapter of the same apostolic Ephesian letter, makes this abundantly clear. It concludes by saying, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers of this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places." Friends, thanks be to the saving grace of Almighty God of history, the divine kingdom of holiness, justice, peace, and self-giving love, the kingdom of Jesus, the Savior of the world, has always prevailed against the gates of hell. He enjoys control over all that is visible and invisible alike. He turns it all to the service of the good of his own heavenly agenda. Cling to him, be strong in him. He boldly says, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me." Hallelujah.